From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large for Friday, February 7th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten, in part, by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
The Alma Performing Arts Center presents the University of Arkansas Wind Ensemble, February 17th, at 7:30 p.m. Musicians will perform chamber music, brass fanfares, masterworks, and marches. This event is free and open to the public. More information is available at almapac.org or 632-2129.
In about 7 minutes, I'll talk to Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com about Governor Beebe's words for Whirlpool's departure from Fort Smith, and we'll also discuss what to expect for the 2014 legislative session.
Plus, the Arkansas-born and raised woman who helped Pete Seeger learn songs like We Shall Overcome.
First, money being wagered on electronic gambling at Arkansas racetracks has hit the highest ever level. Roby Brock with Talk Business Arkansas says, according to the Arkansas Racing Commission, the casino-style gambling at Oaklawn Racetrack in Hot Springs and Southlawn Racetrack in West Memphis reported large numbers for 2013.
All told, they both topped $3.2 billion in EGS wagers. That is up a tremendous amount from the previous year. For West Memphis-based Southland, they posted a little over $2 billion in those electronic games of skill wagers for all of 2013. That's up 16% from the previous year, while Oaklawn in Hot Springs posted a little more than $1.1 billion in casino gambling. That's a 10% increase from the previous year. Just big numbers there. It shows that consumers are still spending their money in certain places. And apparently, more than playing the ponies or the dogs, they're preferring to play the cards and the tables.
And visitors to Oaklawn today will be spending more money on electronic gambling because for the second day in a row, all live races have been canceled due to the cold weather.
Republican Congressman Tim Griffin, who is stepping down at the end of his current term, says he is considering a run for Lieutenant Governor of Arkansas.
Been talking with my wife about it, and we're considering it. It's not final, but that excites me because it would allow me to continue public service, but at the same time be in Arkansas, which is what my decision not to run for re-election to Congress was all about. I've got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, and obviously being back in Arkansas would allow me to watch them grow up, which has been the challenge with Washington.
Griffin cited family concerns when he announced last year he wouldn't run for re-election. If Griffin decides to run for lieutenant governor, it would shake up the race. State Representatives Charlie Collins and Andy Mayberry are already seeking the Republican nomination. Former Highway Commissioner John Burkhalter is the only Democratic candidate. There is no incumbent after Mark Darr stepped down last week for ethics violations. A spokeswoman for the Democratic Party of Arkansas responded to the news saying in a statement that Tim Griffin would bring the dysfunctional politics of Washington to Arkansas.
Former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Schaffner is now facing federal mail fraud charges. She resigned from office last May after her FBI arrest on extortion and bribery charges. The indictment alleges Schaffner used $9,800 from her reelection campaign funds for personal expenses and that she used campaign checks to make payments between November 2010 and October 2011 on a credit card used for personal expenses. Those campaign checks reportedly ranged in value from $200 to $5,000. A trial is scheduled for March 3rd before U.S. District Judge Leon Holmes. Mail fraud carries a possible sentence of up to 50 years imprisonment, up to a $250,000 fine, and up to 3 years of supervised release.
Governor Mike Beebe has declared a state of emergency in Arkansas because of the winter weather that ravaged the state in the past week. The emergency declaration suspends normal regulations for the State Office of Purchasing, the Arkansas Building Authority, the State Office of Personnel Management, and other state departments and agencies, which allows for quicker provisioning of assistance to various cities and other jurisdictions in the state through the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management.
Arkansas's two U.S. senators have been recognized by the Enlisted Association of the National Guard of the United States. The organization lobbies on behalf of enlisted National Guard troops on Capitol Hill, and Senators Mark Pryor and John Bozeman were selected as recipients of the organization's 2014 G.V. Montgomery Eagle Award. an award given to members of Congress who contribute exceptional service to the National Guard. Senators Brian Bozeman received the award specifically for their work last year on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee in passing a number of bills regarding National Guard and Reserve retirees, putting Guard members back to work with pay during the government shutdown, and for holding the U.S. Air Force accountable for eliminating National Guard flying missions, particularly the elimination of the flying mission of the 188th Fighter Wing at Fort Chaffee.
Northwest Arkansas Community College yesterday officially opened the new Melba Shoemaker Southern Region National Child Protection Training Center. The $3 million, 16,500-square-foot facility includes two mock courtrooms, staged residence areas, interactive video classrooms, and training spaces. The center is designed to instruct current and future child protection professionals in a 16-state region. Attendees will learn how to properly recognize, report, and respond to child abuse and maltreatment. The Child Protection Training Center has been operating at NWAC since 2010, but until now had no dedicated lab facilities.
The Arkansas women's basketball team is back in the win column after a victory last night at Bud Walton Arena on the University of Arkansas campus. The Razorbacks triumphed over Florida 55-49. The win pushes Arkansas's record to 3-7 in conference play and 16-7 overall for the season. The Razorbacks will return to play Sunday with a road game at Columbia, South Carolina.
The National Weather Service in Tulsa has issued a hazardous weather outlook through this evening for northwest Arkansas, northeast Oklahoma, and the Arkansas River Valley. The Weather Service predicts light snowfall this afternoon and into the evening, with snowfall of 1 to 2 inches in west central Arkansas today, but a cold air mass is expected to move into the region on Sunday, with weak upper-level disturbances bringing the chance of light wintry precipitation and snow accumulation possible at the beginning of next week.
Tonight, mostly cloudy, 20% chance of snow and a low of 19 in northwest Arkansas. In the Arkansas River Valley tonight, mostly cloudy, 60% chance of snow, the lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs from 39 to 44. And for Saturday night, partly cloudy conditions, lows expected to range between 20 and 27.